Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Valerie Burrell, grateful to God for another opportunity to come and share with you all another relevant teaching. This morning, we're going to talk about identity crisis and pose the question, why? Identity crisis. So, Father, we come to you this morning just thankful for another opportunity to share. We yield now to the Holy Spirit, seeking guidance, wisdom, and truth. Father, we pray now that you would speak to us. Speak through me. Father, that someone would hear truth, apply truth, and make change happen in their lives. God, we give you the glory, the honor, and praise for this. And we count it done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. An identity crisis. Why? 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 There are people, not just some, but many people who are facing identity crisis in their lives, in their lives, in their walk, in their ministry, in their purpose. People are unsure of who they're supposed to be, what they're supposed to be, how they're supposed to be. So many different things. I don't generally speak, but I have to move as the Lord leads. I'm subject to Him. But there's so many, even when we look in the realm of gender identity. Someone born a female and want to go through surgery to become a male, and vice versa. We have those who consider themselves transgender. These are all identity crises. Even without looking at sexual orientation and our roles in regard to that, those who say they are Christian but live as the world, still a situation of identity crisis. And God is really asking us, why are you going through this? Why are you unsure? Why is it you can't be who I made you to be? And yeah, I know some of you who are in the midst of your own identity crisis would say to me, well, this is the way God made me. God made me this way. Well, I'm going to beg to differ with you, because God does not author confusion. He is not the author of confusion. And anytime you have to live a life where it's questionable who you are today, what you look like today, versus His original intent for making you, placing you in the earth, baby, that's a crisis. I don't care how you want to flip it. I don't really care how you want to substantiate it. You are in a crisis. In Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 28, says this: Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. See, God had a plan. He had a thought. even initiated it, and he made us in his own image, in the image of him, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. In that image, he formed us both male and female. He created us, gave us dominion, authority, gave us power. So why are we having an identity crisis? Why do we not know who we are? I'm going to suggest to you that there's some people who are lost. Lost. We've lost our sense of identity because we want to be measured by what the world says versus what God has said concerning us. We have an identity crisis because our relationship with the Father and our big brother Jesus has been seen to have no regard or acted upon with no regard. Where salvation is a gift that we can't pay for. Salvation that we might have life more abundantly because of the price that Jesus paid for us. Jesus came to reclaim our kinship back to the Father. But we've made that relationship seem insignificant. And by doing so, we've lost ourselves. Why are you having an identity crisis? Why are you having a crisis? What happened? I can tell you, for me, there was a time in my life that I didn't know who I was because I had become so overwhelmed with the wrongs I had dealt with in life or called myself dealing with in life. Hadn't been successful, wasn't coping very well. But because of the abuses that I had faced, because of the traumas I had experienced, because of my devaluing self, I began to be in this downward spiral because I didn't know who I was. I couldn't imagine that God would love me because I'd done some foolish things. I couldn't imagine that man would love me, again, because I'd done so many foolish things. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know how to respond to conflict. I didn't even know how to respond to love because I didn't know who I was. Might be someone this morning listening, and you find yourself withdrawn, a loner, not really wanting to interact with people out of fear. Fear of your past, fear of people knowing your truth. I want to encourage you today. I want to empower you today that what took place in your past is in your past. Today is a new day with a new opportunity to live. Let life lessons from your past be a teacher for you, not a prison for you. I want to empower you this morning to seek out your truth, to seek out your purpose, to seek from the Father your identity. Be careful of the words you use regarding yourself and others. Too often we've allowed people to plant seeds of discord in our spirit. We've allowed people to tell us who they felt we were or who they thought we should be. And in receiving that, we put our own selves in jeopardy of not fulfilling God's promise, God's purpose for us. An identity crisis. Why? Why? All this week, God just kept speaking to me, and I've been proclaiming, I know who I am. I'm even having T-shirts made that say, I know who I am. Because it's important. It's important that we know who we are. It's important that we know who God created us to be. It's important that we understand His purpose for us, His plan for us, His will for our lives. It's important that while we're in this earth, we fulfill His original intent. It's important that we don't go around trying to be what man says, but we go around being who God says. It's important that we forgive ourselves, forgive others. It's important and necessary that we know our truth. And in knowing our truth, we can know our identity. Why are we having this identity crisis, Pastor Bell? We're having a crisis because we don't want to accept. We don't want to accept our truth. But today, let's change it. Today, let's focus on truth. Today, let's focus on self-worth. Today, let's focus on the fact that God made no mistakes in us. When He created us, He knew what He was doing. And He still knows what He's doing. It's time for us to get on board. It's time for us to be accepted. It's time for us to be accountable. It's time for us to know our truth. Know our identity. It's time for us to stop using the cop-out. I'm having an identity crisis. Let's just keep it real. Not really having a crisis. I just don't want to be accountable, so I call it crisis. Enough of that, okay? Well, we thank you. This has been a brief empowerment moment today. I encourage you and empower you to seek your truth, know your worth, know your purpose. Stop falling back on, I'm having a crisis, I don't know who I am. You can know. Seek God for truth. Seek God for answers. Seek God for guidance. Allow the Holy Spirit to be who He is supposed to be in you, so that you can be who God said you are. Father, we thank you this morning for this time. God, we pray that this word will be held closely in the hearts, minds, and spirits of your people, that they would begin to seek out their truth and end the crisis. Father, we love you and adore you, and we thank you for these and all things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Listeners, thank you for joining us this morning. No more identity crisis. Be who God said you are. I ask that you join us again on Thursday evening. We will be having a book review. A local author from the Richmond, Virginia area will be with us on Thursday with their book. In the meantime, know that we love you. We encourage you every day to do something to empower yourself. And once you've been empowered, take the responsibility to empower someone else. God bless you.